The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
I promised you a conversation about technology. Here's a did you know moment. Did you know that technology is New Zealand's third largest and fastest growing export sector? And they're expecting it to be the next big thing there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who did not know that. And not only that, 2019 has actually been a record year for New Zealand tech companies. And that was something that became very evident at the Singapore FinTech Festival.
So New Zealand's technology leaders have recently announced significant agreements with Singapore and regional partners at this year's Singapore FinTech Festival, as well as Switch. And that makes it a record year for New Zealand technology partnerships at the festival.
Yeah, so to tell us more about the partnership agreements between New Zealand and Singapore, we are lucky to have with us in the studio Hayley Horan, who is New Zealand's Trade Commissioner to Singapore. Hayley, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today. You have no idea how lovely it is to hear you say all those great things about New Zealand and the technology space. Just want to start off with that.
Wow, it's actually quite interesting when we were prepping for this interview. You think of New Zealand and there's that stereotype image that comes into your head, nice green grass, cows, the All Blacks. But technology, we've seen at the recent Singapore FinTech Festival, New Zealand's technology leaders announcing all these significant agreements between Singapore and regional partners. A record year for New Zealand technology partners at the festival. Why is 2019 the year of emergence of New Zealand tech companies? Tell us more.
Absolutely. And, you know, first off, we're really proud of our stories around our dairy and the All Blacks. And it is the primary sector is the foundation of our country. I think what's exciting is the technology that's coming from our farming industry, okay, from our sporting industry. I mean, obviously, we're talking about fintech today. And it's actually not 2019. We've been innovators for many, many years. But in particular this year, I think what we saw is a momentum from the past 3 years that we've been involved in the FinTech Festival. So last year at the Global Accelerator at the FinTech Festival, New Zealand had 10 companies that were in the top 100 and 2 companies that were in the top 10. So this year we ended up having our first New Zealand Innovation Pavilion where we showcased 12 companies, although we had 22 companies there, okay, and over 70 delegates across our banks, including our Reserve Bank. And I think what we saw this year in terms of our record announcements was a sign of the momentum.
Right.
So there were 3 companies that had announcements that were pretty major. So one of our companies is called Journey. Journey, to put it simply, is an AI insurance agent. So artificial intelligence, you can ring up and answer a few questions for your insurance and the algorithm and the smarts behind it will offer you up your best insurance. So they have signed up with NTUC Income,
okay,
which unlocks value for Singaporeans to get quicker and a better coverage from an insurance context. So that's really, really exciting.
So Hayley, how important do you think partnership is, particularly where New Zealand and Singapore is concerned? I mean, you just mentioned NTUC, but how much of that is actually driving the innovation and the growth?
Oh, it's absolutely critical. I think when you think about countries such as New Zealand and Singapore, we have a lot in common. We're both small, advanced economies, but we can't sell to ourselves. Our economy survives on global trade. What I love about Singapore and New Zealand coming together is Singapore is, you know, maybe a small nation, but a global trading hub. And New Zealand, we're quite famous for our ingenuity. And I think if you can put ingenuity together with global scale, this is a hotbed of opportunity for us. And this year was just we've shown up and we're really putting the partnerships on the line and we're executing. And by the way, they're just 3 we can mention at the moment. There's many, many more on the go.
That and Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely. A lot of technology behind Lord of the Rings too, by the way.
Sure.
Well, yes.
It was ahead of its time when it was released in cinemas.
Absolutely.
So I understand, you know, working with Singapore, with us being the whole fintech hub and everything, but is New Zealand working with other countries, perhaps emerging economies when it comes to fintech?
Yeah, look, I think that's going to happen as a consequence of doing business with countries such as Singapore.
Sure.
Singapore, as you know, is about all the economies surrounding it, and I think that's why it makes the partnership better. We need Singaporeans who is better at supporting developing countries than potentially we are with our ingenuity, where we can help, say, the ASEAN nations together. So that's how I see that.
A bit of a bridge between everywhere around the
smartphone. Together we can do it, I think.
That is the way of the world now. Yeah. It has to be that way.
I just remembered one more. Air New Zealand just pipped SIA, actually, Singapore Airlines, for world's best airline. Anyway, what am I doing here? I should...
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong
but
way.
We are alliance partners as well, right? Well, Singapore Airlines and Air New Zealand.
You
so
see,
here
Hayley,
we go.
You read my mind. I wanted to talk a bit more about partnerships. So there you go. How do you think a partnership like the New Zealand-Singapore fintech partnership can actually benefit other countries as sort of a bastion for what partnership can do for you?
I see that in two parts. One, it shows that even if you are a small economy or a small country that's far, far away or potentially feels disconnected, if you can turn up with an attitude of partnerships and collaborations, which, by the way, big and small economies need to do, I think we're a small showcase of how that can work. And so that's one way of doing it. And I think the second way is turning up to global events. I mean, it's absolutely critical to showcase, even if in a small or large way, have a voice.
What did you think of the FinTech Festival? Because it's only got bigger and bigger over the years. And this year, the Singapore FinTech Festival, it wasn't just FinTech, it was the Switch Initiative as well, all in one. I think there was something like 60,000 participants.
That's right. Yeah, 60,000, 131 countries. I mean, it's a global showcase and it was incredible. And I'm so excited already about next year because we'll be booking our space for our next New Zealand pavilion, because I can assure you 131 countries will become more. All I can say is forget that it's in Singapore. It is a global fintech festival and innovation showcase like none I've ever seen. And I've been to many around the world.
You're listening to the thoughts of Hayley Horan, who is New Zealand's Trade Commissioner to Singapore. So we talked about this earlier, about how technology is the third largest and fastest growing export sector. Hayley, any chance you've got some numbers to share with us and a little bit about the evolution of fintech and technology in New Zealand?
Sure. So this year we're experienced 11.3% growth, which equates to a little over $8.6 billion of export revenue. And the year before, the numbers were very similar. So if I was to put that in tech speak, that's a unicorn a year coming out of New Zealand.
Wow.
So, and I think when we think about New Zealand, you're right, we think about dairy and the All Blacks, or maybe not so at the moment. But what I would say is that, you know, in the 1920s, sure, somebody called Ernest Rutherford split the atom. Okay. We actually have been in the technology space for a long, long time. So whilst fintech is the fastest growing subsector at almost 27% lift, what I believe that is around New Zealand in the 1980s determined to be a cashless society, and soon we believe in the next decade we will be, with only 30% of New Zealanders actually using cash. So I think the fintech growth is coming from our consumer behaviour around cash, mm-hmm, and our sandpit opportunity is a small sort of agile market where we can give things a go.
So it could become number one export sector in about a decade, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, if not sooner. We do believe all the predictions are that tech will be, and services will be, New Zealand's largest growing export.
Fantastic.
So right now we're having a conversation with Hayley Horan, who is New Zealand's Trade Commissioner to Singapore. We are talking all things fintech, partnership, and definitely not Air New Zealand. So how similar would you say, Hayley, fintech in New Zealand and Singapore are?
It's such a good question. We are so different and yet so the same from an attitude perspective. So if you think about Singapore, where it's positioned in the world, it's a gateway to many, many markets. Now, where we're positioned in the world is not a gateway to many, many markets.
Okay.
But in terms of a sandpit attitude and giving things a go and wanting to be leading edge, I think we are very, very similar in our attitude, but our markets are quite different.
Okay. So what do we learn from you then? What does Singapore learn from New Zealand startups?
I think we can learn a little bit about what we call the Pōtiki spirit. So from the Pōtiki spirit is our Māori words, our indigenous people are the Māoris, and basically it means it's an attitude of the youngest child in the family, the one that is prepared to ask the tough questions that others won't ask and take those risks that others would turn away from. So I think it's an attitude thing.
Right.
Some say it's because we have a lot of beautiful open spaces and a lot of fresh air and we come up with some great ideas. But I do think it is a bit about we do need to fix things ourselves, but we're only a small market, so if to test the thinking we need to attach to markets that have access to the 680 million people such as Singapore.
You're pretty much describing innovation, and we are learning that innovation attitude from New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, it's like literal blue sky thinking.
Yeah.
Get out there and think. Now, let's talk a bit about deep tech and high-tech products and how you kind of address challenges with these sorts of products. When you look at Singapore, what do you, in your assessment, what are the big business challenges facing this country? And I'm sure there are many beyond.
Mm. Yeah, I think in terms of what the challenges or big challenges that this country's facing, I don't think they're too different to many, many other markets such as ageing population, diabetes. Now, you might say, so what have they got to do with tech? But actually everything. Mm. How we monitor, how we create food products that are better for us in environments where land is not so readily available, such as Singapore. So from a workforce perspective and the war on talent, we all get a little bit scared about deep tech in terms of robotics and AI replacing people. You know, some would say that they're actually replacing tasks that are now currently very difficult to have fulfilled. Our people are getting smarter and they want to do things that go beyond some of those tasks that potentially the robots or the AI products can actually support.
Hayley, share with us a little bit on New Zealand's trade relationship with Singapore. Where are we at right now and what's constantly being done to improve this relationship?
Well, thank you for asking this, actually, because some people might not know that New Zealand was actually Singapore's first free trade agreement and Singapore and New Zealand's second. And in fact, our Prime Minister Helen Clark, over 20 years ago, was the first to put the first free trade agreement together. And just recently, in May of this year, our Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Singapore Prime Minister signed the Enhanced Partnership, which is basically a modernisation of that 20-year agreement, where we talk and we updated our defence, our people to people, science and research, and of course our trade. And now, as a consequence of that, Enterprise Singapore and New Zealand Trade and Enterprise partnered together on what we call our Partnership for Growth, which in essence means we will share each other's market intel to help each other's companies grow, and we will take business delegations to each other's countries, and we will look to develop in areas such as food technology and other areas of technology. So that's just a small example of, you know, our long-term relationship.
Let's talk a little bit about the future of trade between New Zealand and Singapore. I mean, now we're talking about technology, what we're learning from each other. How far can we go?
There is no end. There is currently an agreement underway called the DEEPA Agreement, which is between Singapore, Chile and New Zealand. And it's just at the early stages. Our Minister Parker announced this. And this is around creating policies and regulations that create a friendly environment in the digital space. So just the fact that that's on the table shows the way in which we want to develop together as countries. And I think it is all around, we call it the digital trade environment. I just think it is the trade environment. No. Digital no longer is sitting on its own. It is just part of how we do business. So I think, whilst I'm not an expert in that space, we're going to see more free trade agreements develop and that type of modernisation occur across our the RCEPs, etc.
Hayley, I'm really curious. So you just cited Singapore, Chile and New Zealand, right? How did these ideas come about? Like someone somewhere sits and says, you know, these are the countries I want to reach out to, or these are the ones that I feel that we're going to best partner with. How does it work?
Well, in all honesty, I don't know. I wasn't there. But
I'm really putting you on the spot this morning.
Yeah, I can only but give you my essence of what was potentially possible. If you think about small countries, I go back to, they probably have the more agile, adaptable attitude that actually we need to partner to grow. And I keep saying the word partnership, but if you think about Chile, Singapore and New Zealand, countries that know they need each other to grow. So maybe, and I do say maybe, they got together and said, let's start this. If we can get this started, others will come on board and this will grow to something that is what the world requires. So I think maybe it's just a little bit about innovative thinking together with like-minded parties.
Yeah, I like this thing, though, about the attitude. It counts for a lot.
We've been speaking with Hayley Horan, New Zealand's Trade Commissioner to Singapore. Hayley, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We wish you a great week ahead.
Thank you very, very much. I've really enjoyed my time with you all. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.